Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, July 3rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Dr. Kent Montgomery, professor of astronomy and director of the A&M Commerce Planetarium. Birthdays.
Because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. I am dangerous.
Tom Cruise is 52 today. Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee is 73 today. Columnist Dave Barry is 66. This day in history, in 1775, George Washington takes command of the Continental Army. July 3rd, 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg, the costliest battle in American history, comes to an end with Pickett's charge. From PBS.
Cheer after cheer rose from the triumphant boys in blue, echoing from Round Top, from Cemetery Hill, resounding in the vale below, making the very heavens throb. Private Jesse Young.
As the rebels staggered back, Lee rode out to meet them. All this has been my fault, he told them.
In 1971, Jim Morrison of the Doors found dead in a bathtub in Paris, France. In 1985, Back to the Future hits American movie screens.
1955?
Are you telling me you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
I'm from the future. I came here in a time machine that you invented.
It worked!
Now I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
Number one on the charts in 1966, John, Paul, George, and Ringo in a literary frame of mind. The Beatles and Paperback Writer.
Paperback Writer.
On the KETR events calendar, the Greenville Parks and Recreation Department and L3 Mission Integration are hosting the 2014 old-fashioned Patriotic Picnic, Friday, the 4th of July, at the Greenville Sports Park. Come for the food, live music, and the kids' zone, packed with bounce houses, slides, and face painters, and then stay for a great fireworks show. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. Parking is available at the sports park, at Greenville High School, and at Lowe's. A free shuttle is available. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Professor of Astronomy and the Director of the Planetarium here, Dr. Kent Montgomery. Good morning.
Good morning.
Our thought for the day, we do this, Kent, every morning, and this one we picked especially for you is from the great astronomer Carl Sagan, who said, "Science is a way of thinking much more than it is a body of knowledge."
Very true.
Yeah, yes. Sort of the way you approach things, not so much that thing that has all been stored up, but it's the way you think about things and approach things.
Exactly. It's the way we get to the knowledge.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Exactly.
Well, the planetarium, I think everybody knows, brings in a lot of people, especially young kids, to Commerce, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. But you're starting a new schedule of shows in July. So tell us, first of all about Dinosaur Passage to Pangaea.
Yeah, that's actually a children's type show. It's a middle school type show that we use a lot, in which two kids are take a field trip and they go back to Pangaea when all the continents were one spot and the dinosaurs were around, and they learn about what happened in the splitting of the continents, and they learn about the dinosaurs. And it's a learning experience, but it's a whole lot of fun. It's all animated, and kids love it.
Now, for people who haven't been in the planetarium before, just describe it. What is it like when you walk into the theater there?
Yeah, the biggest difference with planetarium is the ceiling is the projection screen. And so you have this half dome above your head, and we project it upon the whole ceiling, so you feel like you're immersed in the whatever's going on. Mm-hmm. So when you're running along with the dinosaurs, there's dinosaurs behind you and to the side of you, and you're running with them, and it's a very cool effect.
Yeah. Now, there's one that you're carrying over into July that I think people my age also will enjoy a lot, and that's called Dawn of the Space Age.
Yeah, Dawn of the Space Age is an excellently done show. It's one of our best shows as far as quality done, and it's done about the beginning of the space race. It goes all the way back, Sputnik, and then goes through the Apollo programs, and it hits it from both sides, which makes it interesting. It hits it from both the Russian side and the U.S. side simultaneously. And then it goes up even through the space shuttle and that. So it's kind of mankind's step into space.
Mm-hmm. And then another one starting July 25th, still a few weeks away. But that's also going to get the attention of a lot of baby boomers. And that's one on Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that's actually not one of our science shows. Occasionally we put in these shows just for fun where it's rock music, Led Zeppelin music, especially in this case. And we just have wild graphics that go on the screen, and it's about 40 minutes of a sensory overload. It's just really, if you have an experience, you got to go experience it. It's not just hearing something, you got to experience it.
This kind of sounds like, you know, and I'm going way, way back here and revealing my age, but late 60s era, you had the light shows that, you know, during the sort of psychedelic era.
It's kind of like that, but a whole lot more sophisticated.
Right.
That's
right.
You know, our graphics are so much better now.
So it's not a documentary on Led Zeppelin. It's the Led Zeppelin experience.
Yeah, it's just their music with all kinds of wild graphics.
To the nth degree. And that will start July 20. All of these shows for the public. Now, I know you bring in school kids during the middle of the week, but the general public shows are on Friday nights.
Yeah, they're on Friday nights. And in the summer, up through the middle of August, we also run matinees on Wednesday afternoons.
Right.
So you can check our website if you want to come to those. Those are 1:30 and 2:30 in the afternoon on Wednesdays.
Okay, good. We're talking with A&M Commerce Professor of Astronomy and the Director of the Planetarium, Dr. Kent Montgomery. How many people did you say you bring to the campus every year?
We bring about 15 to 17,000 that come see the planetarium each year. You know, it varies year to year, but that's about average.
Yeah, fantastic. And a lot of those are little kids who come on school buses.
Yes, yes. Probably 70% of those are school groups.
Hey, that's great. That's a great experience for them. It's great to have them on campus. Well, on the general subject of astronomy, I saw an article lately that the Mars rover Curiosity has recently observed its one-year anniversary. And somebody will say, well, gee, I thought it was longer than that. But that, of course, is the Martian year.
That's the Martian year, about 687 Earth days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, almost two Earth years, and it had survived.
Yeah. Well, that was a great article, and we've really learned a lot, haven't we?
Yeah. The biggest thing about Mars is everybody wonders if there was life there. And the whole goal was to try to find these habitable places where there was liquid water and there was the right kind of chemical balances, and it wasn't acidic and all those things. And the Curiosity found all that. In its 1 year that it's been there. So it's been exciting. Nobody's ever found evidence of life yet, but we found evidence that the possibility was there.
And obviously no evidence of life existing currently on Mars.
Correct. This would have only been a long time ago, because right now the radiation levels are too high. There's no liquid water on the surface, but that wasn't the way it was in the past, being like a billion years ago.
Mm-hmm. And there's another article out there. The Royal Observatory of Great Britain is having a competition for the most exciting, most impressive astronomical photographs, and they have some spectacular things that have been submitted.
They are spectacular. What's really spectacular is most of these are all taken by amateurs.
Oh.
And it's just the equipment out there is so good now with these DSLR cameras that lay can go out there and mess around and take these fabulous astronomy photos that you couldn't have done before now.
Now, and we're going to put a link to this article on our website so you can see what we're talking about. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Kent Montgomery is Professor of Astronomy and Director of the Planetarium, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.